Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, let's talk turkey this week and share how important the fowl are for South Carolina's economy.
Well, they are certainly important to a lot of South Carolina consumers this week on Thursday with Thanksgiving, but they are a big part of our livestock economy, farm economy, second largest, if you will, in our poultry group behind the broilers. So turkeys are big in South Carolina, getting bigger by the year with more farmers turning to that for diversification. But South Carolina turkey farming is certainly not like it used to be.
I would imagine that it has really evolved. Let's talk a little bit about the process of getting that turkey from egg to table.
Well, that's right. It is, again, pretty different than it used to be with the days when we had the turkeys out in the yards. Now with the specially designed facilities for them to grow quickly and healthy, to get that bird to convert the feed that we give them into meat, to go from the eggs to the plate, so to speak, is quite a process. With farmers taking the eggs for about 30 days and then sending them out to the brooder houses for another close to month and a half or so, then out to the farms. The farms that you see are actually turkey growers all scattered around South Carolina, probably more in the upstate, and they'll be out there for about 20 weeks. So quite an involved process, all with a lot of management along the way to put that bird on the market in a healthy fashion and, again, converting the feed and the other inputs into the meat that we all enjoy.
Now, you wouldn't think that this would be the case, but it takes about 100 pounds of food to raise a tom turkey to eating weight.
Well, that's right, because it got to supply the bird with its nutritional growth and stretching out its frame and things like that. So when you're ready to harvest that bird for meat, again, the more efficient you are at it, the better off you are, because feed is the largest expense in growing these birds. But we do it very efficiently such that the price of food is held constant. And again, I think we know that this Thanksgiving, cost of a Thanksgiving meal is actually a little bit less than it was last year, reflecting some decreases in some of our food stuff like meat and eggs and milk. So the South Carolina consumer really is benefiting from some of these efficiencies that are being used by all of our farmers.
Absolutely. And of course, as you mentioned, this is Thanksgiving week.
It is. So I want to wish all of your listeners a happy Thanksgiving and hope it's a great, safe, and peaceful family holiday.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.